This is Keontae George, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
It's to Sexton in the corner. He gets a look for three. He missed it. He got a wide open right side three ball look, and he missed it. That's not fair.
What a heartbreaker. Your Jazz men hosted the Warriors for the final tune-up before the All-Star break, and it turned into one stellar shootout that came down to the final shot. Unfortunately for the Jazz, they could not capitalize on that last shot, falling 140-137 at the Delta Center. Jazz Nation, I'm Will Trubshaw, and this is a Jazz Game Rewind. Well, you have to say it was far from a perfect effort tonight, but there were plenty of things to be excited about overall in the Jazz's performance. Chief among them, season highs of 35 points for Colin Sexton and a career-high 33 for Keontae George.
And a beautiful curl. Colin Sexton gets to the rim and lays it up and in. Cross-court Keontae, catch and shoot three. Yes, sir! Collins hands back to Keontae, making Steph work defensively. He goes under. Keontae rises, fires, and nails it.
Keontae, by the way, tied the NBA record for most threes in a game by a rookie with 9. We'll get back to that a little later. John Collins and Lauri Markkanen picked up double-doubles, with Lauri's 20 points and 14 boards coming despite a particularly difficult night shooting the ball.
It's offensive rebound, Lauri attacking, back up, no, tipped a third time. Let's see if that pops the cork for Lauri tonight. Hands to Collins, and John finishes the rim. 79% on the season at the rim for John Collins. Finds Lauri, walks outside to the left corner, hits the three!
All this individual success happened against the backdrop of a night in which the Warriors and Jazz combined for 42 made threes, which nearly tied an NBA record. Now, remember what I said about Keontae tying an NBA record himself? Well, a large portion of his work got done in the third quarter as he and Klay Thompson went off in a stretch that accounted for 14% of all the threes made in this game. Here's what it sounded like with David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
Looney comes out on it. They have that side over shifted. Keontae will shoot a three, and he makes his ninth of the night. And for the first time, Keontae George has got 30. 109-96. Left wing Thompson, knocked away by Dunn. Keontae George, 9 of 13 from 3 tonight. And Steph Curry only has 1. How about that? Looney, hands to Pajemski. Pajemski outside the arc. 3 ball for him, rattles out. Kessler battling for the rebound with Looney, and Keontae comes in to clear it. Keontae to the front court with the vibe rolling. He rises again for 3. Rimmed it. Klay Thompson with the board. Warriors playing much faster in the recent games. Come to the front court. Looney sets a moving pick they don't call. Out to the wing to Kionis. Back to Thompson. It's got Walker on a mismatch. Thompson wiggles, pulls, 3. Good. Klay Thompson's feeling it. One of the great shooters the game's seen, Klay Thompson, benched tonight for the first time since his rookie year, and the 5-time All-Star has come with an answer.
Responded with 29 points here through three quarters.
112-96 Warriors. Clarkson driving the right side, crossing over on Klay. Great defense from Klay. Clarkson suffocated. No look pass to the corner. It's done for 3. It's good. It's done well by Chris. 112-99. Highlight reel basketball tonight. Just incredible shooting. The two teams are 50% plus from 3. Again, Klay Thompson. Again, it's good. Klay Thompson. 32. What a, 6 threes.
You better send him going, send him to his right.
15 straight points for Klay Thompson. Here's Clarkson dribbling the lane. Got too carried away with it. Lost it. Kionis leaves it behind. Hendricks runs it down. Knocks it away. Couldn't corral it. Yep. The two teams tonight are 37 of 72 from 3. That is above 50% last time I checked.
Yeah, Klay Thompson and George both with 3 threes in this quarter.
This is one of the greatest 3-point shooting games in the history of the game. Here's Keontae. They side 2 guys to him. He goes away from the pick, to the window, scooping and scoring! He's unlocked it tonight, has Keontae. 115-101, career high 32 for Key. Pajemski in the post to Kuminga. Klay Thompson three. Oh my goodness! Klay Thompson's going vintage! 118-101!
At that point, despite all of Keyonte's hard work, the Jazz were down 18 going into the fourth after having led by as much as 11 back in the first quarter. We'll take you now to the home stretch as the Jazz closed in on the Warriors and tried to complete another epic comeback. Once again, here's David and the legend Ron Boone.
4 minutes to play. Keyonte pops out right side, turns the corner with a left-hand dribble, gets to the free throw line, finds Sexton at the rim, lays it up and in. Great finds by Keyonte George on the last two plays. Jazz are within seven. Crowd's beginning to rumble. Here's Draymond to the front court, attacking off a Steph Curry pick and a foul on the Jazz. Keyonte George.
You gotta come out. How about this?
Steph Curry missed a free throw. Jazz are down eight, 3:31 to play. Keyonte with 33 points in the meter running. Calls for a pick for marketing. Works to the left hand. Guarded by Thompson. Top to Lowry. Steph on the assignment. Right corner Collins. Top to Sexton. Didn't have his hands ready for the three, so he's going to dance now. Drive. Pull from 18. Shot. No good. Lowry flying in for the rebound. Loose ball. John Collins has it. Sexton flies through the air. Misses the layup. Loose ball. Diving after it with the players. Coming up with it is Thompson. And Sexton and marketing go down. Kuminga the other way. Pass intercepted by Keyonte. Push it to Lowry for three. Pow! 137-132. It was last year in this building the Jazz had one of their most remarkable comebacks. Beat the Warriors on a Simone Fontecchio dunk. Can they do it again? Steph, left-hand drive. Now comes back with the right. Off balance. Out to Draymond. 4-3. No. Hasn't made a second half three all year. Jazz coming the other way. Sexton to the front court. Near side. Drives with the right hand on Thompson. Lowers the shoulder. Comes back up the other side. Terminates the dribble. Throws up top. Keyonte for three. No. Lowry flying in. Rebound loose. Sexton has it. Power dribble to the rack. Finished. 137-134. Jazz trailed by 19. Steve Kerr barking out signals. The entire arena on their feet. Behind the back dribble. Story for three. No good. Jazz could tie. Sexton pushing. Down by three. Calms it down. Keyonte driving on Curry. Hanging too hard. Loose ball rebound. Clarkson. Jazz dominating the glass. Top to Sexton. Collins. On Wiggins, drives, fouled. Two free throws coming for Collin Sexton. Collin's second free throw is good. It's a two-point game. Jazz last lead was early in the second quarter. 39-34. Klay left side. Steph left side off a Klay pick. Now off a Draymond pick. Keyonte staying tethered to him, forcing him to lose the dribble, and then fouls him. 138-135. 121 to play. Anyone having fun yet? Tickets available after the break. Here's Keyonte, left-hand drive at Thompson, hanging in the air and traveling. Podziemski, the rookie from Santa Clara, gives to Draymond, the mask conductor, the point guard of this team. Hands to Curry. Oh, he doesn't. He keeps it. Goes to Thompson in the post. Four on the clock. Turnaround jumper. No good. Marking and rebound. Jazz down three. Minute to play. Sexton brings it to the front court. Sexton. Hands off to Lowry for the tie. Front rim. Clarkson taps it. John Collins dunk. 1 point game. 41.3 seconds to play.
Everybody's on their feet.
Steph Curry's on the far side. He works a left-hand dribble calmly. Finds a rolling Draymond. Bounces to Wiggins. The ball's loose on the ground. Wiggins picks it back up. Falls to Draymond. Left side to Klay for three. Air ball. Collins has it. 21 seconds to play. Jazz down one. Will Hardy does not call a timeout. Down by one. 16 seconds left. Keyonte driving. Off balance. Into trouble. To Lowry. Left corner three. No. Collins rebound. Collins in traffic. 4 seconds. Throws it into the crowd. Three rows up.
The loss is Utah's fourth straight as they continue their post-trade deadline tumble down the standings. And now, the All-Star break. Exactly 1 week off for the Jazz before hosting the Hornets on the 22nd at the Delta Center. You can still snag tickets for that game. Just hop on to UtahJazz.com to grab them before they're gone. Well, that does it for us here at Jazz Radio. Enjoy the All-Star break, and don't forget to tune in to the three-point contest to watch Lowry and the Rising Stars game for Keontae and Walker Kessler. For everyone at Jazz Radio, I'm Will Trubshaw, saying so long, and see you after the break.